Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit. Not a nasty, dirty, wet hole, filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole with nothing in it to sit down on or to eat. It was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort. Thus starts The Hobbit, and Gandalf the Grey Wizard recruits the respectable Bilbo Baggins into an adventure with, of all things, 13 dwarves. Bilbo spends the first part of the book wondering why he even came on the adventure, having neither the background nor temperament to really suit life on the road. He's used to meals, and plenty of them. He's not used to sleeping in the rain. He's not used to making decisions affecting others more intense than, what would I like to serve for tea? And yet, he has been handpicked by Gandalf to act as a burglar for this group of dwarves. He, and the dwarves of course, are constantly being rescued by Gandalf himself. All of this changes, of course, when Bilbo is separated from the party and finds himself lost, by himself, in the dark. And in this moment, when it appears that he has taken a wrong turn, he discovers inside himself hidden reserves of character. He becomes bolder, more decisive, and more capable. This time on his own, riddling in the dark, gives him some small amount of confidence. However, once he's back with his friends, he diminishes into the background again. The next moment, Gandalf leaves the party at the edge of Mirkwood Forest. The group treks through the forest and ultimately leaves the path, trying to find food. They end up hopelessly lost, separated, and all of the dwarves end up captured by giant spiders. But this new, unexpected, and unintended path pulls those previous developments of Bilbo's character back into the forefront. From this moment on, he becomes the true guide of the company, saving the dwarves from their missteps, being courageous where they are cowardly, and resisting temptation and choosing friendship when push comes to shove. And ultimately, that is the reason why Gandalf chose Bilbo in the first place. Unexpected and unintended paths happen to everyone, and yet they can lead to tremendous things. The second youngest of 12 brothers was most favored by his father, and yet his brothers turned him over to be sold as a slave. He went from having a family that loved him to all alone in a foreign land, accused of adultery, thrown in prison, and forgotten. 4 years. Until God raised Joseph up to be the second most powerful man in Egypt, and ultimately the source of deliverance for his family from a historic famine. Genesis 50:20 records Joseph telling his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." This tale of the unintended and unexpected path leading to great works is echoed time and again. Gideon defeating the Canaanites with 300 individuals. Daniel's trial in the lion's den. Ultimately, Jesus' death on the cross. A seeming catastrophe revealed to be the world's salvation. God always works in ways that are unexpected. So when you find yourself going through hard times, remember that God is with you, and that his track record is to use trials and travails to his glory. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember, to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.